Moulin Rouge director Baz Luhrmann was born Mark Anthony Luhrmann on this date in 1962 in Sydney, Australia. Nicknamed Baz by his father, he spent much of his childhood living in a small rural town where his father operated a gas station, made forays into pig farming, and operated the local movie theater where the young film director became enthralled by the power of storytelling. While still in his teens, he decided to pursue a career as an actor and landed a role in the 1981 film Winter of Our Dreams. A couple of TV roles followed, and Luhrmann enrolled at the prestigious National Institute of Dramatic Arts. Luhrmann had been nurturing an idea for a one-act piece, which he called Strictly Ballroom, so in 1986, he wrote and staged a 30-minute version. He formed a theater troupe, the 6 Years Old Company, which presented a revised and expanded version of Strictly Ballroom in 1987 that proved a popular success and toured across Australia. In 1992, Luhrmann created a film version of Strictly Ballroom. As director, Luhrmann managed to juggle multiple storylines in a manner that kept the audience involved, as well as exhibited a flair for staging scenes, mostly via his now trademark moving camera. He also showed a reliance on using music to move the plot forward. The film was a box office hit in Australia and winner of 8 Australian Film Institute Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director. Some of the filmmaker's other notable work includes William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet and Australia. Seven years ago on this date, Wesley Clark announced his first bid into politics from Little Rock, running for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination. He was successful in raising money, mostly via the internet, but time for planning a run was limited. A centrist candidate who supported the pro-choice and affirmative action initiatives, Clark called for the repeal of the George W. Bush tax cuts and promoted a new national health care program and the restructuring of the war on terrorism through improved relationships with other countries. American tennis player Maureen Connolly was born on this date in 1934. She became the youngest winner of the National Girls Tournament at age 14. Little Mo won her first national women's title in 1951. In 1953, she became the first woman to win the Grand Slam. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.